50 kilometres off the Maltese coastline, patrol boats rescued 68 migrants Wednesday after their vessel lost power. It's the second migrant boat to arrive in as many days. Authorities had intended to send two planes carrying 45 Somali migrants who had arrived Tuesday back to Libya, but the European Court of Human Rights issued a ruling banning the repatriations. The migrants must be given the chance to apply for asylum, says Katrine Camilleri, a Maltese lawyer from the Jesuit Refugee Service, who spoke to VOA on the phone from Malta.
They were well within Maltese jurisdiction, so all our obligations, our national obligations, but also obligations in terms of European law and the European Convention on Human Rights, clearly apply. Libya is unable to guarantee protection from cruel and degrading treatment or punishment to migrants in its territory.
Authorities say more than 400 migrants have arrived on the island in the past week, including babies, pregnant women, and three men with gunshot wounds. Most are Eritrean or Somali. In 2009, the European Court of Human Rights declared illegal the practice of so-called pushback, in which migrants are forced to return where they came from. But Malta's Prime Minister told reporters the repatriations would send a message, in his words, that we are not pushovers. Andrei Mahecic is spokesperson for the UN High Commission for Refugees.
Given the situation in Libya, we believe that forced returns or pushback are not an option.
Malta has accused the European Union of a lack of solidarity in failing to help with the refugee influx. The UN says around 8,400 have landed in Italy and Malta so far this year, double the number in the same period last year. Again, Andrei Mehicic of the UNHCR.
It is really important to recognise the important work that the Italian Coast Guard and the Maltese Armed Forces are doing in preventing more tragedies in the Mediterranean. And just for comparison, last year we had about 500 deaths registered at sea. This year, in the first 6 months, only 40. And it's all thanks to the good coordination effort of rescue at sea.
On Monday, Pope Francis visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, where tens of thousands of migrants have landed in recent years. He gave a mass to commemorate the thousands of migrants who have died on the journey.
I thought I needed to come here today to pray, to carry out a gesture of closeness and to reawaken our consciousness, so what has happened never happens again. Never again, please.
The summer months traditionally see a surge in migrant arrivals, fleeing war and poverty at home. The vessels are often hugely overcrowded and in poor condition. Many do not reach their destination. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.